We're doing Sidra Dorot. We had learned that there was the great war of the four kings against the five kings, and then Avram returned to Haran to see his father and his mother, and he lived in Haran for the next 5 years till he was 75, and he started amassing a following. And we have midrashim that say that Avram was 70 years old in the Bris Ben Absarim. The Tosfos, in a few places, and really it's not Tosfos' invention, it's the Seder Olam Rabbah that says that Avram ascended to Israel twice. First he ascended and saw the visions, and then he went back out of Israel, and then Hashem told him, Lech Lecha, to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Ralbag asks questions on this. He quotes different midrashim that Avram was 85 years old at the time of the Bris Ben Absarim. But there are other commentaries that answer the questions on the Seder Olam. So that's the more classical, the more well-known approach, that Avram was in Israel twice. That his ascent in Parshas Lech Lecha was the second time going up to Israel. So Hashem appears to Avram and says, I already told you 20 years ago, Lech Lecha, leave your land, go to the land of Israel, and there I will make you into a large nation. And Avram took his wife and all the people who had joined his household, and they traveled to Canaan, and his nephew Lot came with them this time. Meaning the first time Avram went to Canaan, so Lot did not join the journey. This time he did. And Avram is 75 years old, and he settles in Elonei Mamre, Elonei Moreh, and Lot is with him. Elonei Moreh is divided into three sections. That's because three angels leaned over there, whatever that means. And in the center, you have a marble stone. Remember, we said he had three angels that visited him in Elonei Mamre, which he's saying is Elonei Moreh. In the center, you have a large marble stone. That's where the angels sat. And over there, there's a beautiful tree with good fruits. And that, he says, that place that's well known, I guess in his day it was well known, that large slab of marble in the center of Elonei Moreh is where the angels sat down to eat by Avram. And that tree was the tree they sat under. And over there, there's a stream, there's a large body of water, which was called Mikveh Shel Sarah, Sarah's Mikveh. And the water over there is delicious. And that's where Sarah's tent was camped. And there's a large field over there that's very beautiful. And there's a well known as Be'er Avraham with good water. And you have every 100 amma another well. And then you have a large stone over there that's 21 amas long. And it's on that stone we have a tradition that Avram sat when he circumcised himself. People would travel to the mountain of Elonei Moreh to take sand to put their foreskin in that sand, because that's where Avram originally did his bris milah. So he says there was an old tradition that people would travel to Elonei Moreh to take from that mountain some of the sand that they would bury the foreskin in. And over there is where Avram had his famous tent with four entrances. On the back side of the mountain, to the east side, towards Beit El, that's where Avram's tent was situated. And Hashem appeared to him and said, I will give your descendants this land. And so Avram built himself an altar over there. And this is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next semester. We're in the middle of the story. We're going to learn Be'ezrat Hashem about a man named Rikyon, who lived out in Eretz Shinar. He was very smart, very beautiful, but he was very poor. And he asked people's counsel, and they told him to go to Egypt. And we're going to hear how he fared out in Egypt and how he worked his way up. Bezat Hashem, stay tuned next semester.